first of all, there's no length to walk, really. You'd be a bus or car. We would advise people to come on bus. If they can't come on bus and come on car, please do carpool. And you'd practically get into the village itself. The car parking arrangements, which are very, very thorough and set in place by the Gardaí, are just on the fringes of the village itself. So you're talking maybe at most a 15 or 20 minute walk, if that at all. To be in the shrine at 8 o'clock, at latest at 8 o'clock in the morning. The shrine will be open from 5. Car parks will be open from 3. So it's everything is put in place for people, and it's important to realise as well that if you can't come, do please pass on the ticket to somebody that will use it. Don't hoard the ticket, even as a memento. Pass it on to somebody who will use it, because I'm sure there's somebody in your parish or your village or neighbour, whoever beside you that could use it, or a relative.
I think it's fair to say the majority of people going tomorrow will be elderly. It won't be overcrowded, will it? Or will the crowds, they will be well managed?
Oh, they'll be well managed. It's only 45,000 people. That's not very big. It's big, but it's not very. It's the size of a decent match, football match. So it's not. It's not dealing with huge numbers, not like 1979. So the crowds are very well managed. There's a corral for various different where your tickets lead you, and everybody will get to see the Pope. There are a number of welfare areas, as they're called, where you can get refreshments and all of that, and rest areas and all of that. So the Pope will go right through everybody that is there, so everybody would get a chance to see him.
And finally, Father, I suppose just outline the events that will be happening tomorrow.
There are three aspects to it, to the celebration. And number one, at 8:30, there will be a welcoming ceremony for people who have arrived just before the Pope visits, which will include song, music and prayer. That will begin at 8:30. Then Pope Francis will arrive and proceed through the crowd and to the Apparition Chapel, and then address the crowd and recite the Angelus. And after he departs then, the third and final part will be an open-air Mass for everyone attending. So we hope people will come along and enjoy it and take part. It should be a wonderful occasion.